We should talk about Hamas. So Hamas has, I think, pulled an amazing move. Look, I'm going to go out. I'm going to say this again. October 7th was a brilliant piece of strategy. It put the Palestinian conflict at center stage, where it had been backburnered for years, and now they've pulled another brilliant move under the ceasefire agreement from last year, which everyone forgot about because Israel violates it every single day. Hamas has announced that they're going to turn over, in accordance with the ceasefire agreement that they signed, their power to this new technocratic sort of board of peace type thing. And basically, they're going to remain, the military wing of Hamas will remain the military wing, and they have pledged to disarm at some point in the future. But in the meantime, we're turning over the administration. Here's the car keys. You drive Gaza. It's actually puts a lot of pressure on the Israelis. The Israelis are very upset because they're like, well, this is a trick. It's a stunt. Well, I don't know. Adhering to the terms of the agreement that you signed could be viewed as a stunt. It could also be viewed as like, looking good to Trump. Like, look, Hamas is doing what they said they were going to do. You're also, how can you administer a territory that is 57% now under IDF direct occupation, and that the Israelis have completely leveled and destroyed? Oh, you want to administer it? Like, the 1.8 million people who you haven't killed yet, you feed them. Okay, fuck you. And so basically, the Israelis are saying, well, this is an excuse not to have to disarm. It's like, it's two separate issues. But I think it's a smart move.
I don't even know. I agree with you. I don't know how Hamas would be expected to administer a spot that is being occupied by the Israeli military. I mean, they have people effectively living in tents in a small section of what's left of Gaza, living in tents full of rats, full of water. I mean, it's utterly depraved what Israel has these people living in, like the situation that they're living in. I don't know how you would administer that anyway. The majority of the place has been leveled. They've taken down like what, 80, 90% of the buildings in Gaza?
That's right.
And so I don't know how that works in practice in general. So from Hamas's standpoint, they probably thought, what's the point? Either way, right? We have no, it's impossible to administer this as if it was some traditional governmental structure.
They
It's
used to.
not.
They used to. Yeah,
No, they used to,
they
but
ran
I'm
the
saying,
schools. They had traffic cops. They picked up the garbage. Yeah, they were in
no,
charge of
no, I'm saying now, however, the place has been leveled and Israel is occupying 60% of it, give or take, with the idea of occupying 70% of it at some point. So I get it, right? From Hamas's standpoint, what's the point? I don't believe they're going to disarm
No,
anytime soon, but
I wouldn't.
why would you? Right? Like how, what would be, it's not like this is kind of like the Hezbollah thing. Disarming doesn't stop Israel from attacking you. It just makes them more predacious in those attacks because you no longer have the ability to defend yourself. The only thing that is defending southern Lebanon is Hezbollah. Giving up the guns is not going to do anything to stop Israel's advance when they are explicit in taking Lebanon, or at the very least aspects of Lebanon, piece by piece. I guess my feeling is the same thing for Gaza. Giving up your guns is not going to stop Israel from killing you. It just makes the killing more easy without consequence. And so, administer the area. Israel does not care if all of these people starve to death. Let's be very clear. Starvation was
They
used
would
as a
like
weapon.
it. Yeah.
So I don't know what it means. And the Board of Peace, I don't even know where they're getting their money from. They're obviously not getting troops from other countries to go into Gaza. That's not going to happen. This idea of having Muslim killing Muslims is what the US and what Israel wanted. That doesn't seem going to happen.
That was never going to happen. It was
It was never
always
going to happen.
stupid, a fever
Yeah.
dream.
But it's what they wanted, just like they want the civil war in Lebanon now. Basically, making policy, saying we need you, and making a deal that the government is going to take the weapons of Hezbollah. Good luck with that. Good luck. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. Tom Barrack wanted that to happen for years. Never going to happen.
Agreed. Yeah. So it's going to be, yeah. I mean, it's super interesting. I mean, I'm writing my column today. It goes out later today about sort of my, you know, what we were talking about yesterday about my idea that actually Iran, you know, which used to be a ally under to the U.S., is a far potentially more valuable ally to the United States than Israel. And if the U.S. could make nice to Iran to the extent that Iran could start to maybe trust them a little bit, it would be the right move from our point of view. I don't know. It's, you know, if I'm the Iranian, I don't trust us as far as I can throw us. But, you know, it's like, if we could make it work, it would be fantastic for us. And I think the Israelis are, like, the thing is, we don't trust the Israelis anymore. That trust is broken, right? They tried to assess, you know, by the way, I don't know if I picked this up yesterday and it was like, holy shit. So Trump started the war in February. Apparently, within a couple of weeks,
he was already
reaching out to Iran to try to do to bring it to an end. They already knew right away they had fucked up.
He was pushing through Pakistan to get Pakistan to basically, this was reported months ago, where he was basically reaching out to Pakistan to try to get Pakistan to get Iran to be like, hey, chill out. And to make it even worse, to act as if Pakistan was working on their own. Meaning Trump had given Pakistan a document, Pakistan or somebody leaked the document with all the Trumpian phrases and everything else to make it clear that it was coming from the U.S. And so then the question became, okay, well, is Pakistan being an honest arbiter considering that they're being pushed by the U.S. in order to push these peace negotiations? I got to be honest with you, though. I don't buy the premise. I'm not certain if I buy. I'm sorry. There have been too many reports that the U.S. and Israel is at odds only to be nonsense, which makes me very skeptical of new reports that come up.
You're right. But I mean, and like, look, inertia is an incredibly powerful force. And usually things will just continue the way they have been. But there's a lot of reasons for them not to be. Unfortunately, this will have to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah.